KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The trashy pop star at the center of Brady Corbett's Vox Lux is named Celeste. She's played with exuberant brassiness by Natalie Portman and has no illusions about herself. I'm pretty sure she says that every year my videos keep getting worse and worse, but they're doing better and better. It's a bizarre treat to watch Portman singing very well and strutting her stuff in a black sequin gown like a cross between Madonna and a Roomba robot vacuum gone rogue. But the movie makes Celeste more than a consumer commodity. This boozy cynic is both the victim and embodiment of everything that's wrong with America, which in the filmmaker's scattershot reckoning means pretty much everything. With special scorn reserved for popular culture and heavy emphasis on violence. In other words, beneath the glitzy surface of Vox Lux lie deeper superficialities, so many that I found myself admiring the movie's wild ambition and grinding my teeth at its pretentiousness. Every now and then, for example, a narrator voiced by Willem Dafoe comments on Celeste's life in a mock-heroic tone that may have been meant to diffuse the grandiosity but only enhances it. In my favorite enhancement, Dafoe tells us that Celeste's loss of innocence curiously mirrored that of the nation. The element of violence is central to the plot. A school shooting early in the film leaves the young Celeste, played mournfully by Raffi Cassidy, physically injured and emotionally shattered. She can express her feelings only by writing and then singing a song that turns into a commercial hit. Not just a hit, but the narrator tells us loftily an anthem for our nation, and one that sends her hurtling down the road to fame. In fact, the song is so schoolgirl insipid that it might not pass muster as a middle school anthem. But Celeste has a path she must follow, with more suffering to come in her personal life and much more violence around her. The events of 9/11 and another attack by terrorists wearing glitter masks from one of her videos. Along the way, her affect remains flat, the result of that traumatized girlhood, while her career continues to flourish in an industry that's eager to merchandise her grief. In fact, her flattened affect doesn't deter from her superstardom. Given the glamorous void of Celeste's style, it may well be a plus. Ditto for paranoia. She thrives on a belief that the world is against her. And ditto for cynicism. Her expressed goal for a new performance concept is to create an experience as relentless and addictive as possible. And what of redemption, or at least a whiff of hope? They don't figure in the concept of the film. For all its fancy style and philosophical posturing, Vox Lux wears its emptiness on its sleeve. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.